Thank you for tuning in to the Hoboken Grace podcast. We're super excited you're here as we walk into today's message. Our prayer is that it would inspire you on your walk with God and support you in a weekly rhythm of connecting with Him. To access our full podcast library, visit hobokengrace.com or our app.
Excellent. Thank you, Megan, for sharing your story. My name is Anthony. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the care pastor here. And before we go any further, I have a public service announcement. So I know how difficult it is to find parking here in Hoboken. It's part of the fun of being here. There is a parking lot on the other side of our building on Adams that is not our parking lot. And the owner has been very kind, but the owner has come to us a couple of times and said, hey, listen, if there is a car in there that we don't recognize, we have to tow it. And we said, do what you got to do. We're telling you that as a courtesy, that is not our parking lot. It's the one that's connected like San Giuseppe's and all that under there. The owner's been very kind to give us the heads up, but they will be towing. So listen, just want to give you the heads up. But listen, today wasn't a problem, right? You had an extra hour to look for parking. So you're here on time. Everything looks good. So welcome. Like I said, my name is Anthony, the care pastor here. We are in the middle of a series called The Principle of the Path. And what are we doing? If you weren't here last week, I want to encourage you as we kicked things off. It was such a powerful conversation that Pastor Chris gave to us. Listen to it on the podcast, download the app, watch it, because I think there was just some fundamental and foundational things that are so important to our lives in that. And hopefully that you begin to have this conversation with your dinner group, with other of those that are in your circles. But to sum up, in case you weren't here last week, to sum up what we talked about, and we introduced this principle of the path. And the principle of the path is this: it is not your intention, but your direction that will determine your destination. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't matter how badly that you want something, right? It doesn't matter how much you hope for something. It doesn't matter how much you wish for something to happen in your life. It's not your intention that determines your destination. It's your direction. And Pastor Chris talked about this in terms of driving directions, right? The fact that you can want to end up at the Jersey Shore all you want. You can hope to end up at the Jersey Shore all you want. But if you head to the parkway headed north, you're probably not going to end up at the Jersey Shore. So it's not your intention, right? It doesn't matter what you want, what you hope for. It's your direction that's going to determine your destination. And we understand this. We understand this when it comes to driving directions, but oftentimes there's this disconnect that happens, right, between this principle and our decisions that we make throughout our life. And so we can say, like, I understand that debt's bad, and I don't want to be a slave to debt, and I don't want to be a slave to someone else, and I want to be financially free, I want to be financially secure. But then we make decisions that we buy that car, or we buy those Taylor Swift tickets, or whatever it is, and we make those choices that send us in exactly the opposite direction. And for some reason, in our mind and in our life, we think that if we hope that we'll end up over here, or we believe that it's going to work out, then we'll end up over there as well. But as we talked about last week, and we looked at God's word in Proverbs chapter 7, right, we realized that it's not our intention that determines our destination, but our direction. And so some of you walked out of here last week, and you're like, yeah, that's totally true, right? And the question that we asked you to ask one another, discuss in your groups, is where are you headed on the path that you're on right now? Is it taking you where you want it, where you want to go? Is it taking you to a destination that you had hoped for? And so some of you walked out of here and you began putting this into practice, right? And you began to look at these paths and the paths that you're on, and you began to look at where your life was headed. And the number one question that I had in my dinner group, the number one question that I had conversations with many of you, was in the immortal words of Whitney Houston, how will I know? Right? How will I know? How do I know? How do I know? How will I know? How do I know whether I'm on the right track or not? Like, I understand this is true. I see how this works in my life. I see how this works out in other people's lives. But how will I know? How do I know if I'm on the right path? I mean, I understand the idea. I understand the concept. I understand how it works. But how do I know if the path that I'm on, the path that is on, is leading me to where I want to go? So how do I know if the path that I'm on is leading me to a life, path that's going to lead me to life or going to lead to destruction? So how do I begin to make these decisions? And the crazy thing is that for most of us, we're making decisions based on situations in which we have no experience, right? Like that's one really frustrating thing about life, is that you don't get to try something one way and then just kind of jump back to where you were before and try it another way to kind of learn from your experience, because we say that all the time, right? We say, make sure you learn from your mistakes, right? Make sure you learn from your experience. Well, yeah, experience is the greatest teacher, but the problem is that no one says, hey, listen, you know what? Just get married once, kind of figure it out, and then the second time it's gonna work out much better. Like, nobody does that, right? Like we don't get to just try things one way, and then if it doesn't work, you just jump back another way and see if it works. Life, unfortunately, doesn't work that way. So how do I know if the path that I'm on is taking me where I wanna go? How do I know? How do I know if I should marry them? How do I know if I should make that purchase? How do I know if I should take that promotion? I understand this principle of the path, but how in the world am I gonna make these decisions where I have no experience? How in the world am I gonna navigate this maze that I've never been on before? Well, today that's what I wanna talk about. I wanna talk about this, because the truth is, we could probably talk for a couple hours about asking this question, how will I know? And we're gonna be, so the doors are locked, and I'm just kidding, all right? So we got very nervous. But I wanna give you two really clear things, right? First, I wanna give you two really clear things, and then I wanna introduce you to a principle that when you begin to live this out, right, it's going to guide you, and you're gonna know whether you're on the right path over and over again. So the question, right, the question we're asking today is, how will I know? How do I know that I'm on the right path? Well, we are given some clear direction in God's word, found in Psalm 119, verse 105. All right, so Psalm 119, verse 105 says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. So over and over again, if you've been here in any way, shape, or form, you know that we say this over and over again, that you need to be reading God's word, right? You need to be in God's word. And that's what it says. That's the first way to know whether or not you are on the right path, is to consult God's word. That's the first thing, right? Because the scriptures say that God's word is literally like a flashlight lighting our path, allowing us to see what's ahead. And one of the things that God does is he's written this entire letter to literally light up this path for you. And through his word, he says, listen, I wanna give you sound judgment. I wanna give you wisdom, that because you've never experienced these things before. Right? And so I think about this often when it comes to being a parent, right? I have a 5-year-old daughter, I have a 1-year-old son, and I think to myself, man, you know what? She's only gonna be 5 once. And he's only gonna be 1 once. And if I miss it, I miss it. There's no going back. And one of the things that you begin to realize as you begin to take this principle of the path seriously is, like, it's like when you get lost driving, right? And maybe it costs you a couple minutes, maybe it costs you a couple hours, but in life, when you get lost, when you take the wrong path, it can cost you years. It can cost us years that we will never get back. And so God says, listen, I want you to make the most out of every single day. I want you to make the most of your marriage. I want you to make the most out of this relationship. I want you to make the most out of your life. So he gives us his word. It's literally a flashlight for the path that we're on, and it's going to show you. It's going to show you the things that are ahead. It's going to guide you. It's going to direct you, and it's going to make sure that you're on the path that you're actually supposed to go. So the first thing you need to do in order to know, how will I know, is you gotta consult God's word. You gotta do it daily. And I just give up 3 things that I think is a great way to start. If you're having trouble starting it, number one is the Bible app. You literally search Bible under the App Store, and look for the YouVersion Bible app. It's literally the entire Bible, many different translations. You can do Bible plans. You can watch videos. I mean, it's a great app. It's absolutely free. Right. The other thing is we will email you something called the Daily Bible Reading. You can sign up for it, hobokengrace.com/next-steps. And every Monday through Friday, we'll email you a chapter from the New Testament. It's a great way to open your inbox and start with God's Word. Or Right Now Media. If you haven't signed up for a free account yet, through Hoboken Grace, we give you a free account for Right Now Media. It's kind of like a Netflix for churches. They have Bible studies. They have great curriculums for kids. Just go to hobokengrace.com/next-steps. It's a great way to sign up to be a part of it. We do it in my house every single day, right? But you got to make it a habit. Whatever it is going to help you to create that habit, because you're not going to be able to figure out if you're on the right path without it. And the second thing that you need to in order to be able to answer this question, how will I know, when it comes to determining if you're on the right path, is consult godly counsel. All right, so you got to consult God's word. Now you got to consult godly counsel. And we talk about this over and over again as well. I mean, in fact, last week, Pastor Chris ended last week's message and said that you need others to be able to let you know whether you're on the right path or not. I mean, Megan's story was so brilliant in recognizing this too. You need people in your life who've either been down these roads before or really know what God's word says. You need people in your life who are going to speak into you, because sometimes you're on the wrong path and you don't know it because you're so wrapped up in the middle of it. But you need people who are going to come alongside you and say, hey, I think you're headed in the wrong direction. So you need godly counsel. Look at what it says, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 18. Plans are established by seeking advice. So if you wage war, obtain guidance. What's God saying? He's saying that when you're looking at where you're going to go on all these paths, you need people around you that are going to be able to speak up and tell you whether or not you're headed to the path that's going to lead you to life or the path that's going to lead to your destruction. I mean, for me, I take this so seriously. I believe this so strongly. I meet weekly with my biblical counselor. I meet once a month with my old pastor from Alabama. I meet with another old pastor of mine quarterly. I meet with a friend of mine who runs our Axiom retreats regularly. I meet with my dinner group once a week. And then I also meet with another group of guys once a month to just share life with one another so we can say, hey, this is what's going on in our lives. This is how you could be praying for us, in hopes that each of us can help one another continue on the right path. It's so important for me. You need people who know you, right? You need people who know what you're doing. You need people to know what you're going through. And personally, you need to be that for other people as well. So you need to be able to consult God's word. You need to also consult godly counsel. These are two non-negotiables if you're going to know whether or not you're on the right path. But we're also introduced to something in the book of Proverbs, which says this, right? It says in Proverbs 27:12, the prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. This is a great verse to memorize. It's found in your apps. You just click Sunday and click notes. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. I love this verse for so many reasons, especially when it comes to this path. Because when it comes to this idea of choosing paths and where I'm going to go, this is something that we miss all the time. And I see it. I see it a lot because I get to talk to some of you. And you know, some of you have conversations with me and you're telling me everything, your life's falling apart, everything's beginning to crumble, everything's twisted, everything's broken. And you're like, I need help. I need to know how to get out of here. And then I usually respond with, okay, well, how did this happen? How did you get here? And then they begin to kind of like backtrack and, you know, they kind of, you know, peel back the layers. And it's almost amazing to see them kind of realize as they do it to say, wow, I really should have saw this coming. And some of you think you really, you know, you're really nice. And so you don't, you know, you don't say anything. But others of you, you hear somebody say this and you're like, dude, you should have seen this coming months ago. And so one thing, when we get there, I will ask, well, what did you think was going to happen? And the writer of this verse wants us to understand as he's walking us through this that really, if you think about it, there are two different types of people. There are two different kinds of people. And when it comes to these ideas of paths, these two people, they start in the same place, right? They're headed in the same direction, but at some point there's a split. And they either become prudent or they become simple. And a great definition for prudent, because we may not use that word all the time, prudent says acting with or showing care and thought for the future. So in Scripture, we see the words prudent and wise used almost interchangeably. So the prudent person, the wise person, sees danger coming and they take refuge. They're like, okay, I see where this path is headed. I see what's happening here. Maybe they realize it themselves, right? Or maybe someone else in the situation, you know, lets them know that that's the case. Whatever it is, it says that the prudent person, the wise person, sees the danger coming and they get off the path. And they realize, well, this path is not taking me where I want to go. I've got to do something. So they get off the path. They take refuge. And taking refuge, what does that mean? That means to find safety, to find protection by being aware of danger and acting wisely to avoid it. So getting off the path, getting back to what we know, right? Getting into God's word, getting wise counsel before we continue along the path. But then there's this other person, the simple person. It's never a good thing to be called a simple person. Even if it's meant to be a compliment, it sounds like an insult, right? He's a simple person. Even if I say it about myself, I'm just a simple guy. It's another word for dumb. I hate to say it. It's a polite way of saying it, but that's what he's saying here. All right, we got to be honest when we look at it. He says, listen, the simple, they see it coming, and listen, it's not like they don't see it coming. They see it coming a mile away, but they just keep going. The prudent person says, okay, well, in light of what I've experienced and what I hope would happen for my future hopes and dreams, where I want to end up, what's the wise thing to do? Step off the path, regroup, consult God's word, consult godly counsel. But the simple one thinks, I can beat this principle. The simple person realizes that the path is leading me right towards that wall. But they think, maybe I won't hit that wall. Maybe the wall's just going to move. And I know what you're saying. Well, I don't do that. Oh, yes, you do. Every single one of us has done this at some point. People will step into our lives and they'll say, hey, listen, I think you're headed in the wrong direction. Maybe you should change direction here. I see some danger ahead. What are you going to do? You just keep going. There's a relationship that's destroying you. It's leading you right towards a wall. You say, I know it's bad, but we're just going to keep dating and I'm just going to keep going. Or you say, I know my job is awful, but I'm just going to keep going. Or I know I shouldn't be talking to that person, but it's fine. I'm just going to keep talking to them. Because maybe that's why it's called the simple path. Because it's always easier to just keep going. And we think maybe God will just magically move the wall or that it'll be different for me. It's going to be different for me. No. That principle, that doesn't count for me. This is going to be different for me. And I don't care if you're here today and you've walked into this relationship with God or not. We've all said at one point or another, I hope that wall just kind of magically disappears. Or maybe that wall isn't as bad as people say it is. But if you continue down this path, and you continue to ignore the truths that God has revealed to you, if you keep going, you're going to hit a wall. And then you know what happens? you're going to turn around and you're going to say, why, God? Why? Why is this happening to me? I can't believe this happened to me. And God's going to say, listen, I tried to light your path. I tried to put people in your life, in your dinner group, who told you the way that you were going. And then you end up walking away from God, or you end up saying things like, you know what? God doesn't love me. But the truth is God couldn't love you anymore. He sent his son Jesus for you. And even if you find yourself going down the wrong path, even if you find yourself hitting the wall, it's because of Jesus that we can get off the path and we can turn around and we can get back on the right path. He offers us grace and mercy and says, let me help you get on the right path. But remember, this is a principle. This is a principle, and you don't break principles, you only break yourself against them. And his word says, if you head down certain paths, it's going to break you. And he invites us, as we're broken, to go to him so he can heal us. So today we have a decision. We all have a decision. I even have decisions. As we walk through this, each and every one of us has a decision. Are we going to be prudent? Or are we going to be simple? Because what the writer writes this verse, he doesn't say that the simple might pay the penalty. He says that the simple will pay the penalty because they keep going. And for some of you, you know this because sometimes on the path you cross certain lines where there's just no easy way out. And you go down the path, and the truth is that every step you take gets you closer and closer to this wall. And sometimes you just get so close to the wall that you just can't help it. And no matter how badly you want it to work out, there are just no good choices anymore. You keep saying, well, I want to be financially stable. So you start worrying and planning about saving for retirement when you're 60. I mean, you're already down the path. I mean, the best time to worry and evaluate your relationship is not after you get pregnant. God's stepping into your life and he's saying, where are your paths going? And for some of you, you're not really sure which path you should be on, but you're looking down the path and you're seeing these danger signs and you're saying, okay, what am I going to do? And that's the same question we're asking you. What are you going to do? Are you going to take refuge? Are you going to get off the path? Are you going to regroup? Or are you just going to keep going? And so if you're serious about it, if you're serious about, okay, I want to be prudent, I don't want to be simple. I want to be prudent. I want to be wise. Well, I want to make you aware of four things that are going to be part of your life for sure if you're going to take this seriously. Now, they're not really steps, right? They're more like four things that are going to be part of this process, and they're going to help you see the danger coming. Four things that are going to help you to take refuge. Four things that are going to help you to get off the path and protect yourself in these situations and hopefully get you back on the right path. And so the first thing you have to realize is if you see yourself going towards a wall, you have to take action. That's number one, action, right? So you've got to do something. All right, if you're driving and you're heading towards a tree, you got to swerve out of the way. You've got to do something. You don't have to change how you feel about something. You don't have to change what you believe about something. You have to do something. Do something. Right? Maybe you have to, I don't know, get rid of that gaming system because it's robbing you of your family time. Maybe you have to cut off a relationship. Maybe you have to change jobs. I don't know what it is in your particular situation, but I guarantee you there's an action step that has to be taken. Whatever it takes, that's what you need to do. The first thing is that there's going to always be action. You got to take that action. You got to slam your hands against the wheel and say, okay, no more. And then the second thing is that there's going to be sacrifice. So the first thing is action. The second thing is sacrifice. Without fail, when you begin to head down this road, you're going to have to give something up, right? The truth is, this is what usually keeps us on the path. We have such a hard time sacrificing. You realize that this relationship is headed someplace bad. Or you realize that financially, I'm headed in the wrong direction. It's a perfect example this past week in my own life. I love baseball. I really do. That's probably my favorite sport. And I grew up watching and listening to the Yankees until 1993 when the Colorado Rockies came into play. I grew up in Denver. Okay. And my dad and I said, okay, we should root for the home team, right? But I always had a soft spot for the Yankees, right? I called them my American League team. Okay. And I was looking all week at World Series tickets. All week I was on StubHub watching the prices go up and down. And then I remembered I work for a church. And I'm like, okay, there might be some danger down the road financially for us if we buy tickets to the World Series. And that's what emotion gets you. You know what I mean? I mean, you see this in relationships, right? You see the red flags or some things that just aren't right, but you're emotionally wrapped up in this. You're emotionally connected to that person. Right? I mean, that's how it was for me in these World Series tickets. There was a lot of emotions, and there was a lot of, I was justifying it a lot. It's like, well, when is this going to happen again? I'm right here. When are you going to do this? And I'm looking down this path, and emotionally I'm all wrapped up to it, and I want it so bad. And then I had to step back and say, you know what? That's going to put us in debt. It's going to put us in a bad situation where we might not be able to do what we need to do when we need to do it. Plus, I'm really glad I didn't go to game 5. Because not only would I have been broke, but I would have been emotionally invested as well. It wouldn't have ended well. So, but we have those, we understand that, right? There are those attachments, right? And those things along the path that say, well, what are you going to do? And some of us say, well, I'm just going to keep going. Or you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go for it. And without fail, it's going to cost you something. You're going to have to pay the penalty. You're going to have to give something up. Maybe something that doesn't even look like it's part of the problem. And for some of you, another perfect example of something that happened in my own life. When I was in grad school, I realized I had a problem with pornography. And so what did I do? I got rid of my smartphone. I got rid of my computer. I got rid of internet at home. That's what I had to do. And so I had a flip phone, and I only went on the computer when I was in my building where I take classes. And sometimes I just stayed there late at night. You say, well, Anthony, I can't do that. I need it for this, or I need it for that. But that's what you need to understand about this principle. There needs to be action, and it's going to cost you something. It's going to take a sacrifice, which also leads me to number 3. Number 1 is action. Number 2 is sacrifice. Number 3 is embarrassment. It's often going to cause embarrassment. Why? Because the people around you aren't going to understand what you're doing. Yes, it was embarrassing inviting people over to my apartment to hang out with me without internet. What are we going to do? Talk? And you can't explain it. And if you tried to explain it, it would just be embarrassing. Why? Because they're evaluating your decisions based on where you are. But you're making decisions based on where you see it taking you. You're being prudent. You're being wise. But for them, they're not going to be able to see it. So it's going to take action. It's going to create sacrifice. It's going to create embarrassment. But then number four comes along, and that's relief. Because here's the thing. The day is going to come when you experience relief. And you're going to be able to see, wow, it may have been embarrassing and it may have been hard to step off the path, but all of a sudden there's relief. Because I'm telling you, and you know it, it's probably weighing on your shoulders and it's hovering over you every single day, and there's something inside of you that said that this is bad. So you change your lifestyle. You spend less, you get into a tiny, tiny apartment, or you take two roommates on and your friends are like, what's wrong with you? You can't live in a closet. And then all of these things are happening, and yes, there's sacrifice, and yes, there's embarrassment, and all of this is part of the process. And then before you know it, you're out of debt and you're like, this is amazing. And there's a sigh of relief. And maybe you're going through that breakup, and that breakup is hard, and it feels like you're being split in two, but you knew it was the right thing to do. You knew it was what God was calling you to do, and you work with it, and you're seeking godly counsel, and you're in God's word, and eventually you get to that point of relief. Listen, I don't know what paths that you're on, and I don't know what God's calling you out of, or calling you, how this is going to work out in your situation, but in God's word, there's a great example of this very thing. And who literally is the epitome of this. And that guy, his name is Noah. Okay? You've probably heard of him, even if you've never opened up the scriptures before. Chances are you've heard of the story of Noah and his ark. And in Noah's situation, God says, listen, I'm going to show you the future. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. He says, I'm going to flood the world. And it's going to be crazy. And I want you to build a boat. I want you to build this giant boat, but there's only going to be a few people in it and a bunch of animals. And for Noah, this was an incredible sacrifice, and it caused an incredible amount of embarrassment. You want to talk about embarrassment? Build a giant boat in your backyard when it doesn't rain. God then says, I want you to get inside the boat, and I'm going to close the door. And then it doesn't rain for days. You got to believe Noah's probably going, what is happening here? And most of us know at the end what happens. And I guarantee you, when Noah gets there, there's a sigh of relief. And like I said, I don't know what path that you are on right now, but for some of you, you can see the danger. Best advice I can give you from God's word is to don't keep going. Take refuge and realize that no matter how hard it is, no matter how complicated it gets, there will be relief. And you're walking down paths and you're saying, I don't understand. Why isn't God moving this wall? Why isn't God listening to me? Well, here's the truth that I need to reiterate to you over and over again, that God loves you. And for that very reason, he has you here today to hear this message. And he's saying to you, I will guide you. I want to direct you. And thankfully, because of the grace of Jesus Christ, he assures us that no matter how far we stray, we can always seek refuge and find relief through him. Yeah. I don't know what you need to do, but I bet you that God has put it on your heart this morning. And so let me be the one to encourage you to do it, to action it, and to begin the path towards relief. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond right now. I'm going to ask the band to come back up, and we're going to walk through something called silence right now. But what a perfect opportunity to go to him and to just say, God, you know what path I'm on right now. If I see that wall, if I see that danger, help me, give me the courage to step off of it. Consult your word, to consult godly counsel, and then to get back on the right path. And listen, I know sometimes it can be hard. because sometimes it feels like we're going backwards. And none of us like to go backwards. But that's what the gift that Jesus gives us. He gives us the opportunity to restore. And he promises that no matter where we are along the journey, that he's with us every step of the way. And so I'm going to give you an opportunity to go to him right now. Maybe you take communion. What a great reminder. In the tables in the back, you'll see the bread, you'll see the cup. What a great reminder of this principle. His sacrifice for you. His body that was broken, his blood that was shed for you. It's perfect to say he is not going to forsake you on this path. He's going to make your path straight. So trust him in it. Go to him this morning. Ask him that question. God, give me the strength to action it, to sacrifice it, so I can move towards relief. So I'll start us off in prayer. Then I'll say, Father, we pray, and it'll be your opportunity right where you are to just continue this conversation quietly with him. So will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this principle. Thank you for this truth. Humbly, I ask you in my own life for the courage to step off the paths that are leading me towards destruction. That's my prayer for each and every person that's here today, God, that we have the courage to action it. That we have the courage to sacrifice it. And it's exactly what you did. You saw a problem in the world. And you created action by sending your son, Jesus Christ. You sacrificed him. And yeah, there was embarrassment. But look at the relief that we have now because we have hope. So that's my prayer today, God, is that we can release it off to you. Give us the courage and the strength to take ourselves off the path if we need to. And so we give this over to you. And so, Father, we pray. Help us, Father. Father, we ask you to just continue this process inside of us. Help us to be the moment, the crossroads, where we get off, we take refuge in you, and then we get back on the path that you're calling us to. We love you, God, and we thank you for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.